The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. Show's almost done, dude.
That's big white teeth, man. I tell you what.
Good morning. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, just about quitting time. Thank God for everybody. Not just us, just for even the people suffering through this morning show. Before we get to what we learned on the show, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. I don't have any really good. What about this one? There are five, because you love presidential facts. There are five presidents who never had children. George Washington, James K. Polk, Warren Harding, James Buchanan, and Andrew Jackson. Never had kids.
Yeah, two things I can't relate to, presidents and children. Great topic, Brock. Way to go dig deep in this one.
Don't you think, though, that, like, I mean, the George Washington never had any kids. Isn't that the kind of guy you want to, like, have, like, descendants of? Like, I mean, he was a...
I don't know. I've heard some bad things about George Washington, too.
What, he had wooden teeth? Is that what... I mean, I don't think that's real. I don't think that's real.
I mean, kind of a jerk sometimes.
I don't know. Let me Google this. Google, was George...
I think he was kind of a jerk sometimes, wasn't he?
Washington, a jerk. Let's see what comes up. Let's see. 11 great presidential jerks. Which past U.S. president was the biggest jerk in real life? Andrew Jackson's on the list. He's there.
Really?
Yeah.
Jerk?
I don't know. A jerk? So it just seems weird. Like, the influential people. You always assume that, like, influential people
would have kids so they could maybe they become president. And then their kids would become president.
You know, and keep that lineage going because...
Maybe he just had enough on his plate, man. I mean, do you really need another kid running around to watch and... Trying to run a country, guys.
Martha Washington is there. Like, come on, George, put a baby in. He's like, I'm busy. I got this. We got the British are coming. Come on now. What are we doing?
He's constantly pulling on Dad's pant leg.
Hey, Dad. Get out of here. Get out of here, George Jr. Come on now. I got stuff to do.
Going to war.
And things to do. And I gotta clean out my white wig. I don't know. What are we talking about?
Clean out my white wig.
Hey, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Get out of here.
Don't you know who I am? I'm George effing Washington. I got things to do.
I got a question. Did the kid have a little white wig? Did he have like a little mini George Washington wig?
I don't think kids wore those back in the day. Maybe, but that's a hilarious image that I now have some toddler in some big white
powdered wig. Get out of here, you little toddler.
Yeah, come on, move.
Powdered wig.
He's wearing those weird, like, you know, knee-high socks. And
he's running away.
You see a little wig hangs down to his ass. And you're like, he'll grow into it.
Always running into stuff.
He'll grow into it. He'll grow into his wig. He'll grow into it.
He's huge.
It's a big wig, man.
It's a beehive.
All right, good enough. Let's end on that. Let's end on a toddler in a powdered wig. That is your final fact and opinion for
super fast.
Just a wig. A little baby in a powdered wig.
That's like a wig with two little legs sticking out of it.
Yes. Whoa, did you see that? What was that? I think it was a toddler in a powdered wig. All right. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. My God. It's WIRX.
Do you like